Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. This week we are back to the Trust Project. I hope you are benefiting from this project as much as I am. This month, our focus is on trusting God with our marriage or with single parenting. Before we dive in, if you're a homeschool parent, I invite you to pick up your copy of the Organized Homeschool Life Planner. The print copy begins this month and goes through December. The digital version is good for all year. Every day, you'll have the opportunity to record what God has to say to you, what your response is, and what your relationship focus is. This is perfect for making sure you're keeping your relationship with individual children and your husband strong. And especially for you single parents, it has a space for planning a reward for yourself every day. You can learn more about the planner at psychowith6.com/TOHL planner. I want to thank Seven Sisters Homeschool for sponsoring the podcast. I just recommended Seven Sisters Literature Studies to a friend with a high school student. I've used their studies and love them. Listen to Sabrina explain what Seven Sisters is all about.
Hello, homeschool friends. Sabrina here from SevenSistersHomeschool.com. What do you get when you take six veteran homeschool mamas who have a passion for creating no busy work, adaptable curriculum titles, and give them a website? Your go-to resource for homeschool community, coaching, and curriculum. SevenSistersHomeschool.com grew out of real life. Vicki, Marilyn, Allison, Sarah, Kim, and I all live in the same general area and worked and played together over the 20-plus years we spent homeschooling our children through high school graduation. We co-opted, field-tripped, built a support network, started an umbrella school and diploma program, laughed, cried, and prayed together. And when the time drew near for the last of our kids to flip that tassel at high school graduation, we realized that we had years' worth of curriculum resources we had created that shouldn't just languish in a file cabinet drawer. Besides, we weren't done being sisters. We loved the chance for community building and coaching that homeschooling had provided us, and we realized that many homeschool parents don't have that available to them in their hometowns. In 2010, we launched SevenSistersHomeschool.com, and since then, the six of us veteran homeschool mamas have been delighted to meet so many of you, our seventh sisters. If you haven't joined the conversation yet, come on in. Sisterhood comes from community. We build community through SevenSistersHomeschool.com's blog, where we share all the things we've learned about homeschooling and life with our sisters. The Seven Sisters Homeschool Facebook group, where we chat about fun homeschool stuff and tough homeschool stuff, and offer Facebook Lives every Wednesday morning at 8:45 Eastern Time. The Homeschool High School podcast, where we have fun with all things homeschool high school. We also build community through coaching our sisters. We help homeschool moms find the just right curriculum and homeschool style for their unique family, because there is not one right way to homeschool. Sometimes a little coaching from a big sister can be just the thing to pull the pieces together for a successful homeschool year. We also build community by creating curriculum your family can enjoy with no busy work, because we like making homeschool fun. Seven Sisters ebook curriculum, what makes it distinctive? Our curriculum creation flowed out of our own homeschooling experiences, meeting needs that we had encountered when we homeschooled our own kids or co-opted with kids in our community. High school electives, in particular, hard to find from a Christian worldview. So, human development, intro to psychology, philosophy, financial literacy, and early elementary ed for high schoolers were born. Career exploration, perhaps one of the single most important areas of study for teenagers, and almost nothing existed on the homeschool curriculum market, so we published it. literature study guides that led teens to think for themselves about big ideas. No busy work, no overkill study guides for literary analysis. They were created to be all about building critical thinking skills in readers of all types. Writing that breaks down the process, but never turns it into a one-size-fits-all formula. Essay writing, research writing, creative writing, and professional writing instruction that coach teens to build solid skills for using written words well to communicate with others. Adaptable titles. One title that can easily be adapted for use at different levels, average, college prep, or honors, according to the need in any given year. Easy to apply instructions for using the same piece of curriculum at any of several levels of rigor. The instructions appear right on the first few pages of your PDF download. And finally, no busy work. Teenagers spot a waste of their academic effort from a mile away. Why create artificial busy work in their academics? Why beat something into the ground if the student has already mastered the learning there to be mastered? High school electives and career exploration, reading and writing that stimulate real thinking, curriculum titles that can easily be adapted to fit a variety of students' needs and that refuse to insult teens with busy work, all in ebook format that you can print if you prefer paper. All trying to keep the cost low for a family's homeschool budget. That is curriculum from SevenSistersHomeschool.com. Won't you share your homeschooling adventures with us? Sharing our stories is part of what makes us strong as a community, as sisters, at SevenSistersHomeschool.com.
Now for this week's topic, trusting God with our marriage or single parenting. As usual, I'd like to begin by talking about how trusting God went last month. Our topic was trusting God with our kids. My daughter did not develop whooping cough, but she did get another diagnosis that we are praying will be treated effectively. I also had to trust my teen driver to get this same daughter to volleyball camp with a 40-minute drive in rush hour. And I always have to trust God with the choices my adult kids make. This project has made a big difference in my anxiety level and has decreased the time I spend worrying. I pray that it is helping you too. I read a wonderful devotion in My Weakness for His Strength, Volume 2, by Michael Wells this morning. Michael wrote that the world attempts to brainwash us night and day, that there is no God, and even if there is, He does nothing on our behalf. We have to resist these lies by renewing our minds. That's what the Trust Project is all about. The first question to answer using your Trust Project printables is, what are the benefits of trusting God with our marriage or with single parenting? I know I will have a much happier marriage and much less stress. My faith in God will grow as I see the Lord working in and through my husband. Next, what will you stop and start doing if you are trusting God in this area? I will stop the compulsion to remind my husband to put safety first. I will believe that God is in control of my husband's life and well-being. I will start praying for my husband more. I will add his safety and faith to my prayer list. The next question is, what would trusting God with marriage or single parenting look like? For me, it would mean telling my husband to have a good time on his outings without a safety reminder. It would mean entrusting him to God in prayer. It would mean believing that God gives me guidance through my husband's decisions. Now, let's move into our TRUST acronym. T is for truth. What is the truth about God and marriage or single parenting? Our scripture to meditate on is 1 John 4:16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. Whether we are single or married, God loves us. We can rely on that. He will work all things together for our good. Our biblical account is from 1 Samuel 25. This is about Abigail, who was in an unhappy marriage. She keeps David from avenging himself on her husband. She says something remarkable to him. "The Lord your God will certainly make a lasting dynasty for my Lord, because you fight the Lord's battles, and no wrongdoing will be found in you as long as you live." The respect she pays him and the belief in him had to have bowled David over. We know that when the Lord took her husband's life, David married her. We can trust God to care for us, even if our husbands aren't trustworthy. The next part of truth is addressing lies we believe in this area. One lie that I think both singles and married women believe is that we won't make it without a husband. I had a single friend whose car broke down. She prayed aloud, "Lord, you are my husband. If I had an earthly husband, he would take care of this car for me. But I don't, so it's all on you." You can imagine what happened. The Lord sent kindly men to get her back on the road. Another lie I've believed is that God only works through me and not my husband. In other words, there are some truths that only I have been privileged to understand. While it is true that my husband has made mistakes, don't we all? I know I can trust God to protect me while I am under my husband's leadership. Whenever I doubt this, I think of poor Sarah, who found herself in a Pharaoh's harem because of her husband's decision. She was not only delivered, but praised for continuing to honor her husband. The R in trust is for remembering. How has God proved himself trustworthy in your marriage or singlehood? There was a time in my marriage when I felt that I was destined to stay unhappy. I was so miserable because of the circumstances. And to honor my husband, I want to make it clear that he had not been unfaithful. I had no other option but to cry out to the Lord for help in changing my heart. That prayer was answered in less than a day. My love for my husband and my happiness were supernaturally restored. The U in trust is for understanding. What has God made clear that you should do with respect to your marriage or singlehood? When my husband drives, I already know that I need to stop bracing for impact, as he calls it. I have to pay him respect, even when he does something I disagree with. The S in trust is for supplication. We pray for our needs to be met, apart from a relationship. We ask how we can serve God and our spouse better. And of course, we pray for our spouses, believing that God hears our prayers for their faith, health, success, and relationships. We can ask for our husband's prayer requests, and we can make time to pray together. The divorce rate for couples who pray together is very, very low. The final T in trust is for thanksgiving. Take time today to thank God for his provision in your single parenting or for your husband. I hear from moms all the time who are unhappy with their husband's traits that are so different than their own. But God puts opposite strengths together all the time with good reason. Thank God for that. thank God for all the blessings He has given to your man. I am so thankful that the stroke my husband had this March was not severe and that he is recovering. The T in Thanksgiving is also to remind us to thank those who protect and care for us, spouses included. When I was a single woman in college, an older gentleman from my church would come and get my car and have it serviced for me. What a blessing. I thanked him for his help with a sincere heart. But I am reminded today that I need to thank my husband for all the things he does for me and our family. I hope you will do the same. Trust God with your singlehood or with your marriage. He is worthy of our trust. Next month, we'll talk about trusting God with finances. So get all your worry about money out now. Just kidding. Thanks again to Seven Sisters Homeschool for sponsoring the podcast. To find the links to their site and other related resources, go to homeschoolsanity.com/trustmarriage. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.